I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The hunting opportunities might be limited right now, but if you're looking for a challenge, calling a predator in for a shot may fit the bill. We'll talk about it right after this.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three.
Hi, I'm Rich Goose Gossage. As a former Major League relief pitcher, I've had my share of great saves. But none were as important as the saves I've made here. As an outdoor enthusiast and life member of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, I'm helping to protect and enhance millions of acres of wildlife habitat across North America. And you can too.
Be the future of elk country. Visit elkfoundation.org or call 1-800-CALL-ELK.
DNR biologist Lee Strawn out of Romney enjoys the challenge of trying to call in a fur-bearing predator, particularly around this time of year. He says now is the time that it's easiest to pull it off.
This time of year, a lot of the fur bears are breeding, and so they're pretty active.
Some of those critters are no problem.
I would say the easier ones are, would be probably your gray foxes. They're a little more aggressive in their approach. They come in a little quicker, and probably all next would either be raccoons or red fox.
But others are quite a handful.
Probably the more difficult one would be bobcat, just because they're a little slower to come in. They have a tendency to sit and watch and then come in a little bit at a time rather than come bolting in like a gray fox.
Now, when you start talking about calling in predators and hunting them, immediately everybody thinks of a coyote these days because that's what's been promoted for the last few years. But believe it or not, the coyotes are not nearly as abundant as a fox. So finding the coyotes first with some scouting is greatly helpful. The next advantage you'll want to do is pick the right time and the right vantage point.
Picking an afternoon or an evening or an overcast day, or if you're light hunting for coyotes, you want to pick times that aren't too windy. You want to be able to, for your calls, whether you're using a mouth call or electronic call, you want to be able to have that sound get out without being too loud. And you want to set up where you've got some kind of a backdrop behind you to break up your outline, and you obviously want to be able to see. You don't want to set up where it's too thick.
And he adds it's beneficial to move your electronic calls away from your position to help distract attention away from you.
You know, use an electronic call that's remotely controlled. You can set that out away from you a little ways, and then some guys like to take a mouth-blown crow call if you're hunting on, you know, during the day, and while that rodent or rabbit or woodpecker tape is playing, blow on that mouth-blown crow call.
A high point overlooking an open field is among the best setups. About the only thing that might hang up on the lack of cover would be the bobcat. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.